So, my name is Linda Heffler. I've always lived in Sackville. Growing up, my parents are Marge and Graham Heffler. My parents were the first school bus drivers.
My grandfather
was the first school bus driver, and my mom and dad ended up being school bus drivers. My dad mostly worked in the woods in the winter, but the school bus that we had was basically like a little bread truck, and it just had two benches. And one of the things that we used to do, my father would be kicked out of driving. But back then, my brothers were allowed to, like, take the boys took gun sets to school, you know, the little toy guns, and they played cowboys. And we would come down the Lucasville Road on our way out to Middle Sackville School then. My brother would go stick them up to my father. And as we were going around this really sharp turn where there's a little bridge over the Sackville River, he would stick his hands up and drive the bus with his knees. But all of us would be screaming on the bus, you know, and going on. That was... Mom would have shot him if he had of known what. But I know she went from the bread wagon up to a 36-passenger and then eventually up to a 66-passenger school bus that were all standard. They're all automatic now. But it was most of my school life, my mom was the bus driver. You know, and even now she'll meet people out and around and saying, Mrs. Heffler, you were my school bus driver. You know, but for me growing up, again, we went to Middle Sackville and then Sackville Heights Junior High. The Acadia Hall, again, the ball fields behind Acadia Hall were the first ball fields that we played at. And I played on a team called Cleves Clovers. Well, no, not then. That was when I was in junior high. But when I got to play in the women's league, my mother played on a suburban women's team that were called the Shamrocks. And I ended up playing a team 30 years later called the Clovers. So, Cleves Clovers. So it was pretty neat. But the similarities years apart and things like this. But I lived in Sackville when we had the racetrack and when we had the drive-in. They were all just really, you know, really good memories. Sackville Drive was still only two lanes and most of it was dirt until the 60s.
I can't remember just when it was paved. Late before the 60s it must have been.
But it was, and I was the first full graduating class from Sackville High in 75. So we did 10, 11, and 12, so we're the first 3 years there. And it was a great time in those years because we had everybody from basically HRM, this side of HRM, up to Enfield, Bedford, Hammonds Plains, up to the Mount Uniac line. We were all there. So our graduating class, we knew the 2 years before us and the 2 years after us. And we had a great time. So it's even now we see people, you know, from all those years, and it's like a big party. It's a social event. Now, mind you, we're the group that has seen all the changes, you know, to go from, you know, the first phone that you could put in your car and plug into your cigarette lighter to a cell phone that you know, is your mini computer. This is, you know, the changes in technology that has happened over the past, you know, 40 years, 30 years has just been absolutely phenomenal.